InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you.
Has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars can be shut down in just a few weeks. But regardless, the fight continues at AJN Live on X, the Alex Jones Network. If the globalists think they're going to shut us down, they've got another thing coming. The Second American Revolution continues on at AJN Live. Follow me there now for news updates and critical intel as we restore our republic.
It is Friday, November 1st, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the embattled InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. We are only three short days, 12 hours, 57 minutes, 46 seconds to the most important election in world history. I am so honored and blessed, and I salute you all for your decades of support. All of our success is yours. None of this global awakening to the tyranny of the globalists would have been possible without you. There are no words to describe the spectacular job you have done. I salute you. I salute you. I salute you. I salute you. Yes! God is great! Not just the Second American Revolution. This is 1776 worldwide, and it is the final countdown. We have completely revealed the enemy. The mask is off. We have cut across their axis, and we have drawn their fire. We have forced them out into the open. All right, I want to be 100% deadly clear with all of you, like a particle beam blasting forward into time and space. No matter what they do in this election, no matter whether they're able to steal it or throw the country into disarray, we have all of the initiative. We have not just turned the tide. We have irrevocably smashed the enemy. We have devastated them. There is no return for the enemy. The beginning of their fall has now accelerated. Stay with me.
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the AlexJonesStore.com. Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger of one of the top
highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ha! The only reason I've withstood the enemy's attacks has been you. They have fought like the devil to take us off air, but no weapon formed against us shall prosper. It is Friday, November 1st, 2024. I can feel the spirit of humanity awakening. I can feel the will of God flowing through us. It is November 1st, 2024. We are 3 days out from the main fulcrum of the most important election in world history. All right, former political prisoner Steve Bannon had to reschedule yesterday. He's on coming up in a few minutes. Naomi Wolf just fully endorsed Donald Trump. She's coming on. A bunch of elections experts, the head of Rasmussen Polling, is going to give you the latest data that's coming out while we speak. On the election, the New York Times poll, oh, it spells doom, doom, doom. The day of doom has come for the New World Order. Whether they steal it, whether they kill Trump, God forbid, whether he wins it, it's not just America. It's the whole world waking up right now. And we're still on air despite all their efforts at this critical time. All glory goes to God, but God's working through you, and I salute you. You know I mean that. Ooh. What did RFK Jr. say yesterday? He said, I smell a landslide. Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of globalist scum. And be they alive or be they dead, I'll grind their bones to make my bread. Now, that's clearly an analogy from Jack and the Beanstalk, an old English fable, not a threat. We are an info war. We destroy them with the truth. 90%+ of modern war is informational. I agree with the Pentagon's assessment. And the desperate system is having a total crap fit. We're going to play a clip here, 26, in a moment, where they gaslight and tell you what to think. They say you're about to see a white T-shirt with a white UN symbol on it. I'm wearing a white T-shirt with a white UN symbol. No, Alex, you're wearing a navy blue shirt with a red Infowars symbol. No, you're looking at a white shirt with a UN symbol on it. And then they show you a red shirt, a red symbol on blue. I mean, it's oh my God, he just said he's going to kill Liz Cheney. Trump just said he's going to kill Liz Cheney. Last night, long conversation, amazing, with Tucker Carlson to a packed capacity house. And he says the most cliched, and we say cliches because they're true, you know, like white on rice, flies on, you know what, hotter than hell. You know, everybody knows that your dad gets mad. Let's say you, broke something. Your dad says, I'm going to kill you. That doesn't mean what your dad's saying. But he didn't even do that. He said the most cliched thing. What do people say about politicians that love wars but have been draft dodgers and stuff? Boy, they wouldn't be so pro-war if the politicians had to fight and had to face those armies and all those guns. I mean, that is the most well-known refrain, particularly by the left, of, oh, yeah, Dick Cheney wouldn't be for all these wars and lies about WMDs if he had to go fight. But, of course, he's a draft dodger. On and on and on. And then Trump says the same thing. Well, you know, Liz Cheney had to go over there and fight and have all those guns pointed at her. A lot more than 9 guns. Well, she wouldn't be trying to send our troops to the mouth of death for no reason. Now, is misrepresent Trump's full statements. He's like, I love our troops, but wars that aren't needed are dumb. It's dumb to blow men's arms and legs off for no reason. They go, he called troops dumb. No, actually, Henry Kissinger famously called Vietnam troops cannon fodder and dumb soldiers. That was the full quote. They think you're stupid when you go off and fight for them. Trump is the peacemaker on record and more than any president in modern history. So the desperation, I mean, it's everywhere. I mean, Biden really called all Trump supporters garbage. Now they've violated federal law and changed the federal transcript of his official statement. And they're the ones saying, you know, we've got to have an armed uprising against Trump supporters. I mean, that's everywhere. But then there's talking about that Trump's calling for violence. And you see the headline at Drudge, Trump calls for Cheney's execution. No, he didn't. He said she wouldn't be so pro-war, and he went on into people in his administration, like John Bolton, another draft dodger, that he wouldn't be so pro-war if he had to fight. I mean, Trump's up there saying the most standard cliches there are. Everybody knows when you say, oh, yeah, if George W. Bush wants a war so bad, how about he gets up and suits up? But Liz Cheney responds to Trump calling for her execution, his violent rhetoric. And it's just emblematic of, I mean, he came in a few days ago and said, there are a lot of gang members targeting women and children. We need to protect the women. And they spun that to, Trump says protect women by not letting them have abortions. He had nothing to do with that. You have the clip. We played it yesterday. And it goes on and on and on and on. Look at these headlines. Trump says Liz Cheney should be shot in the face. No, he didn't. By 9 guns in sickening fantasy. No, they're turning up the heat. They're trying to get Trump killed. They're the ones saying Trump needs to be killed all the time. CIA guys on TV, the government's going to kill this guy. He's Hitler. So here's one of the newscasts, but in the articles, they don't show you the video, so people can read this and believe it. On the news, they tell you what he said, which he didn't say, and then show what he really said. Here it is.
4 days out from Election Day, and former President Donald Trump is escalating his violent rhetoric, suggesting one of his most prominent critics, the former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, should be fired upon.
She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face. You know, they're all war hawks when they're sitting in Washington in a nice building saying, oh, gee, Will, let's send 10,000 troops right into the mouth of the enemy.
Let's see how she feels when the guns are trained on her face. Let's sit with that for a moment. Of course, violent rhetoric, it's not new for Trump. But this stark imagery represents an escalation at a tense moment when the country is on edge heading into Tuesday, with 7 in 10 Americans saying they feel anxious or frustrated about the election, according to a new AP poll. And it comes after Trump has raised the specter of using the U.S. military on Americans he calls the enemy within.
I think the bigger problem is the enemy from within, not even the people that have come in and destroying our country. By the way, totally destroying our country. The towns, the villages, they're being...
Yeah, and then he goes on to explain, but it's the deep state. They misrepresent that. So They're the ones that signed an executive order and had the Pentagon prepare for civil unrest and killing U.S. citizens. They're the ones saying they're going to have a civil war and Raskin not going to accept the election results and civil war conditions and Carville, we need an armed uprising against Trump because he's going to kill the black men. It's insane. But I've got Steve Bannon joining us right now. He looks 20 years younger. I know he doesn't want to talk about himself. He wants to talk about this election, what the deep state's planning, what we need to do. But wow, I saw the image of him also walking out of that prison as a political prisoner. Looks great. We've got him on screen. Steve Bannon, we love you. We appreciate you. You've got the floor here to give us our information warfare orders at this critical time for the Republic. But regardless of what happens to this election or Trump or any of us, the Great Awakening's here. There's no putting the genie back in the bottle. The Great Awakening's here. Steve Bannon, thanks for being here.
The book makes the case, Alex. This is the fight we wanted. It's teed up perfectly for us. This is all we've got. Victory in the palms of our hands. We just have to deliver. The arguments, everything, the Alex Joneses have made this over years, the ecosystem of conservative and right-wing media, we've made it. People resonate. They see the lies today and the jobs numbers. It's all coming to reality. Only 12,000 jobs, 46,000 manufacturing jobs. But when you look below the surface, 1 million jobs have been lost. They recast. They lie about everything. And the working class and middle class know it. And now it's time. We're beyond the time for talk. This weekend is very simple. They did not build a firewall in early voting, Alex. They failed. I don't care how much is sitting up there yammering on about, oh, the Taylor Swift crowd voted more in Pennsylvania. They failed to build a firewall. Victory is at hand and in our grasp, but we have to deliver. It's all going to come down to Tuesday. And this is the fight we've always wanted, Alex. This is that you put our forces of patriots and working class people and people motivated to essentially go out and just and vote versus the global elitists that have do everything with these nefarious tactics. If we show up and turn out on Tuesday, we could have a sweeping victory. We know right now in North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada is looking very strong, very good. In the blue wall, we take down one of the pieces of the blue wall. It's finished. And for her, her path to victory has to go through Pennsylvania. And that will be the battleground over the weekend. The mass mobilization, 3 million. We get 2.5 to 3 million people out to vote on Tuesday. President Trump takes back over the presidency. We have the ability. The Senate looks like it could be a lock at 51, potential pickup more because of West Virginia and Montana. But the House is hanging in the balance, and we have to win the House. Because these radicals, Jamie Raskin and Mark Elias, are already working on a deal not to certify the election on January 6th. They've already thought this through with a new Congress and to impeach Trump right out of the box. So it's all on the table. But Alex, if you know, you and I have talked for years about this, but if you had told me back in you know, February of 2021 that on the weekend beforehand, it would all come. The Democrats had not built a firewall with early voting, and it's all in the grasp of the MAGA movement to represent on Tuesday. We'd say, dial us in, baby. That's what we want. And so the fight we've always wanted, we got, and it's for us to deliver.
Absolutely. Maximum voting. Everybody needs to vote. Even if you think you're in a red state that's safe, they can do a sneak attack in Texas. They've been signaling that. Not that they could actually get Texas right now, but they could try to steal it and then try to convince you that it was legitimate. I want to play a short clip, Steve Bannon, of somebody that you really helped bring in to the MAGA movement early on, and that's RFK Jr. What a game changer as well. Here he is on what he sees happening on Tuesday.
I smell a landslide on Tuesday. Well, I've been on the road for 19 months now, and a little over, thank you, MAGA.
And he goes on to point out that all he sees is the biggest Trump support ever. What do you see? What do you smell? Even in your prison experience, you said they were on fire for Trump.
Well, definitely. I tell you one thing: the young Hispanic and African Americans will not vote for Kamala Harris, the queen of mass incarcerations, and failing to implement the First Step Act, which President Trump really made to make sure these families are not destroyed. They detest Kamala Harris. Now, I think 50% of African American men and Hispanic men will vote for Trump, but it's a win just not to get them to vote for Kamala Harris, and I think that could be the centerpiece of a victory for us in Pennsylvania. Remember, Hillary Clinton, I think, came out 250,000 votes short of what they anticipated in 16 out of Philadelphia. They never made it up. We won by 42,000 votes. They never made it up in the rest of the state. So this is what's going to come down to. And you, that clip from RFK Jr. I mean, I love, Bobby Kennedy. I met him through Tony Lyons, your publisher, and has the imprint of War Room. It has done such a great job. And I went back and was rereading your material, Alex, that is so prescient about where we stand today. But you think of people, Tulsi Gabbard in the movement, RFK Jr. in the movement, Elon Musk in the movement, Joe Rogan back in RFK. So Joe Rogan is in the movement. The people, this coalition we've brought in, these young men, they're stepping up and doing these videos, right, are just incredible. So like I said, all the preliminary work, all the arguments have been made. They're all weekend on Morning Joe. It's just, you know, he's a fascist. His followers are garbage. His followers are brown shirts. Women of the world, women of America have to save us from this tyrant. And all of it's obviously lies. It's all, as you've said for years, information warfare. It's a psyop. We can power through this. This is the fight we wanted. This is exactly, you got to prep the battlefield and get your forces aligned. Over the last couple of years, we're exactly where we want to be. In these working class voters in the blue wall states, we're teed up perfectly. We just have to deliver. You just have to turn out the vote. And, you know, you've got what I call the five MAGA horsemen of the what's going to be the administrative state apocalypse. You got Elon Musk group. You got Miriam Adelson's group, Charlie Kirk's group, Chris Buzzkirk. And you've got Ralph Reed. Those five have these massive get out the vote operations. It's all converging. And now it's just people, you got to get out and vote. It's very simple. You vote. If we get out and vote in the numbers we know we have, Donald Trump's the 47th president of the United States. We take the Senate, we hold the House, and then we get to work of turning this country around and making America great again.
And this is not going to be like the first administration where they targeted you and Flynn immediately because you were both the guys that actually understood what was happening. Trump's admitted that. Now he's got the dream team. Now there's going to be a strong guard inside there that's going to spot globalists immediately. That's what the deep state admits. It's over for them. And instead of the left controlling us by telling us not how to act, we're not going to try to go after them or put them in camps or violate their rights. But there is a responsibility, as Vance said on Rogan yesterday, to punish the deep state. I mean, this is a cancer and this needs to all come out. Can you speak to that? Because I don't want to run away from the fact that because they're like, don't you dare come after us. There's a responsibility. I mean, I think there is going to be justice once Trump gets in. He has to immediately not just put good people in, get control of the Justice Department. He's got to go on offense and not let the enemy reconstitute.
We have, let's say we got about 100 days, I think 80 days between today and Inauguration Day. So the way this process works is we'll get, next Tuesday, we'll win in the number of legitimate votes counted. Then we got to fight the Jamie Raskins and the Mark Eliases all the way. It's going to be a tough one because they're going to try to nullify this the entire time, all the way to January 6th, of where Raskin's going to try to pull a decertification move on President Trump. We got to power through that. We got to get to Inauguration Day, get President Trump inaugurated, immediately get people in, the 4,000 people we put in, Alex. We get 3,000, don't need to be Senate confirmed. They have to hit the beach running. We get 1,000 up for the confirmation as quickly as possible. But I think you put in acting AGs, you put in acting DHS, you're putting acting people in the interim in the first 100 days. Look, he's got the debt ceiling. He has the budget that hasn't been passed. We're running out of money. You've got the rescission of the reversal of the tax cuts. That financial stuff all hits him in the first couple of weeks, plus the mass deportations. His plate's going to be full. I think what we do on the investigations, which has to happen, Alex, is let's do it like it's always been done. Let's get the IG reports that have been buried. Let's get all the information that's been buried, both through people we put into justice and the FBI and others, and get the congressional committees up And we do it properly this time, not like the congressional committee, the illegitimate one that sent me to a federal prison for a misdemeanor for the first time in history. Let's do it where they have a ranking member. They have minority counsel. They can see all that. We want to see all the information. And I think I go back to the beginning. You got to do this so the American people know it's all the information's out there. It's no hide the football. And we adjudicate these, and it's going to take time. And the administration is going to have so many other things they've got to get done. Get on with the work of turning the country around, of getting our sovereignty back, of stopping these wars. And kind of in a dual track at judiciary and others, you start methodical, well thought through, properly presented where the information is in front of the American people, because the American people will be revolted on the information they're going to see. But we have to make sure that we do that. That's like right. Caesar's wife. Right. And I think it's so powerful. And I just tell people, take a deep breath, slow down. We're going to do these. They'll be bigger than Watergate. They'll be bigger than Iran Gate. These will be the biggest bigger than the Pearl Harbor Commission, bigger than the 9/11 Commission. The rot in this system is so substantial. And like even today, the recasting of the Labor Department numbers. I mean, there's so much misinformation. There's so many lies. Everything they're doing on this disinformation campaigns, all the government interaction with private corporations, we have to take our time and present that. And this is multi-year investigations because we have to make sure this can never happen again.
Absolutely. My point is it's justice. We can't let it happen again. And I agree Trump has to turn the economy around, secure the border, stop World War III. But if we don't go on offense and keep them off balance, they will be able to ferret around. And you know, we have to go on the offense. In closing, I know you're busy. We'll get you back very soon if you can come on. Warroom.org. We only got about 2 minutes left. They have telegraphed with no evidence that we're going to launch violence. We're going to be totally peaceful. They have telegraphed that they're going to try to confuse things so much and string this out. I agree, voting's key right now. That's front and center. But we're basically already in the future now. Just snapshot, how do we respond to their clear preparation to do some false flags and try to set up Trump supporters?
The traditional media and even the traditional conservative media is not going to be able to do this. This is where InfoWars, War Room, the ecosystem of media on the right is going to have to be at the vanguard of getting information out to people immediately. And so this is why it's got to start this weekend in mass mobilization, to know that we got to power through and get those ballots, get those votes in there. And then you go to the second phase of the fight. You know, Mark Elias, you don't hire Mark Elias unless you're going to the mattresses. Jamie Raskin doesn't sit there and say, I'm not going to certify this in the House on January 6th unless they're going to the mattresses. They're going to do that. More information, more sunshine onto the facts help our cause. And that's why, you know, where we begin to do our real hard work is on the evening of 5 November, Alex, in the early morning, to make sure that this thing power through. It's going to be a fight. Don't think that Trump putting up big numbers on Tuesday is going to stop that. That's only going to initiate the radicals and the globalists.
Because their back's against the wall and the world's waking up to them, not just here, populists being elected everywhere. And that's why Raskin also added, we're going to have civil war conditions, but we're not going to be violent. They're the ones that are violent. Warroom.org. Steve Bannon, it is so great to see you. God bless you. What doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Love you, brother. Keep fighting.
Love you, too. The great Steve Bannon. Thank you. We salute you, sir. Warroom.org. Thank you, sir. We'll be right back with more breaking news and intel. This is the InfoWar. Share the links now from Real Alex Jones on X and InfoWars.com/show. They're coming after everybody. They're coming after Trump. They're coming after Kennedy. We need your support. And you don't even come here and do this.
Alex, first of all, I want to thank you. Give to Alex Jones. I don't want this guy to have to be like wearing a symbol and we're all going to say, you know, the truth teller formerly known as Alex Jones. Let's not let that happen.
But, oh, they're trying to make an example out of me. I'm not that important, but I've become a rallying point. I've become like a Roman standard they want to capture. Explain that.
Look, I mean, if we don't have the freedom of speech, if you don't have the First Amendment, if, you know, media, which is, look, it never said only newspapers or the media. It was anyone that wants to challenge government, anyone that's willing to, you know, put the feet to the fire of corporate interests of your government, that is supposed to be free.
Electronic soapbox.
In the end, if you lose, Alex, we all lose. We will all lose the ability to do tough stories, to take risks, to plant flags where we think there's an issue. Sometime we'll get it wrong. I said before, you do a daily show. It's impossible to nail that to the wall. I do a weekly show. I spend more time vetting it. They're two different animals. They can't be compared to each
other. They also take stuff out of context and exaggerate.
Absolutely, that's true. You know, one of the things that makes you so spectacular, Alex, is long before any of us were here, you were starting to talk about this deep state. You were talking about this, you know, a government that was supposed to be of, for, and by the people, that was being robbed from us by corporate interests, by special interests, by globalists, long before anybody else ever did. And to imagine you sitting here in this moment, we are in that impactful moment. And in many ways, not enough people are listening to you. And I want to say that, you know, I think the vaccine, and we've talked about this before, that was the tip of the spear of the final death blow, which was, if we can inject you and own your bodies and own the bodies of your children and pass laws that say that, you know, because of vaccinations, we've decided that we own your children. We make your decision.
That's a revolutionary takeover.
It was a revolutionary takeover. And so people like me got alarmed by that. And we joined forces with people like you that have been really talking about it for a long time. But I would say that we are at the very last stage. I was just speaking publicly, and this woman said, things don't happen that fast, Dale. You're being really dramatic. I don't think this election matters that much. I was like, that's because you're looking at this over the last year, maybe 2 years. There's people like Bobby that's been fighting the corporate establishment for 40 years as a lawyer, that watched his father when he was 13 years old be killed for exactly this battle.
And his
exactly
uncle.
This fight, and his uncle when he was 10 years old. So depending on what window you look at this, we're really at the end stage of a takeover and destruction of the one thing that stands in the way of globalist thinking, which is the Constitution of the United States of America.
They're doing all these lawsuits trying to take my name. People say they can't do that. Well, I got to defend those. We're going to win. We're already winning. The judge shut them down last week. That took high-powered lawyers and that, you know, 50 grand right there to have those briefs ready, okay? This is total war. We make it easy. Great supplements, great t-shirts, great everything. Go to the alexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP member. You get 40 bucks free a month. For 30 bucks, you make 10 bucks on that. It reminds you to go back to the store. Incredible supplements, the ultimate CMOS, superfood. It's all there at the Alex Jones Store. TheAlexJonesStore.com. My dad's great supplement company, drjonesnaturals.com. That's how we're funding this operation. Separate from InfoWars, you go there, you get t-shirts, you get ball caps, you spread the word, you meet like-minded people, you're a walking billboard for freedom, it's a great adventure, and you know you're funding our operation. We need funds, and I'll go on the offense and just hope the money comes in, but we're going on the offense. We caught them, we got the documents, I told you I'll sue the CIA and FBI. Get ready, first steps start this week, and the enemy already knows, so but I need money to do it. And look, I don't even think about my life or any of that. That doesn't matter. I'm on this mission. I love it. This is great. But I need funds to fight a war. TheAlexJonesStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. Those are the coordinates of the resistance. It's all there, and it's great products at great prices, highest quality, and it funds the fight against the New World Order that's coming down on us with both damn feet. But at least we're in the fight, and we're starting to win.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Another world.
Another world.
Another time.
Another time.
In the age of wonder.
In the age of wonder. Another world. Another time. His life was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, you want the total proof of how the federal government with the states actually passed laws to register illegal aliens to vote, and then now they deny it but are doing it? We got the expert coming up. Mark Mitchell, Mike Yoder, Naomi Wolf. Mark Mitchell is the head of Rasmussen, the most respected hands-down polling agency. Mike Yoder is an incredible investigative journalist. By the way, I had his lawsuit yesterday in my stack, and I forgot to tell you to get it. So get me all that with the total proof of how George Soros and the State Department run the election theft of the illegal aliens. Naomi Wolf is a powerhouse brain, former top joined us because she's got a soul. And she's totally endorsed Trump because he's a unifier and anti-war. And because she says they're purposely destroying the country with replacement migration. She's joining us. It's all coming up. But that's an hour away when she comes on and the rest of the guests. I'm going to be very clear here. And I know most of you know this, but I remember I'm always talking to folks that just tuned in. That's law sheet. There is a worldwide planetary corporate operation to get rid of most people. And they've got their reasons for that. The biggest one is they've got super advanced technologies, life extension, all of it. And the decision's been made to just not give it to the general public because they see you as stupid and weak. And if you fall to their programming and lies and go take their poison shots and all of it, then in a way you deserve it. But the children don't. And so as there's an awakening to just how bad the establishment is, that there really are monsters running things, there are a lot of people that didn't know this who are powerful, but were just going along with the system. As they wake up and as they see more people joining the movement, there will be a capsizing event, but in a good way, where you ever see those barges out on the lake and a jet ski will run by or a girl will take her top off in a boat next to it and everybody runs to one side of the boat to see the girl with her top off and the whole ship dumps over? Well, that's a bad capsize. But it's a good capsize of the boat of tyranny when everybody finally runs over to our side, which is we're in the process. I mean, it's going, it's about to go bloop, and there's no turning it back now. They think a big war or a fake cyber attack or the lights going out or a race war is going to fix that. Any historian, sociologist, anthropologist, or futurist that can grasp the compendium of knowledge, who's a thin slicer, can see that no trajectory that the technocrats are on ends with them alive. So in their own self-interest, they need to stop now. Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, King Charles, all of you. Because in the scenarios they keep fighting, billions get killed in the process, but they get wiped out. I'd really like to keep living, and I'd really not to go down that path, but they'll still get beat. I mean, I'm not fatalistic. I'm not suicidal. I really enjoy life. I mean, I love it. I love sunsets. I love my wife. I love my children. I love a T-bone steak. I love life. And so I don't need to fight to prove I'm right, as the Who song says. But I will fight the globalists, and I'll do whatever I have to do on the threat escalation ladder in whatever wheelhouse they put us in to not spiritually be aligned with them, because, again, the destination is the journey. The journey is the destination. So I wanted to just get that big emblematic issue up there, then I'm going to get to the news right now, these huge guests. And boy, there's some incredible developments here. Oh, boy. Brian Stelter has come out in New York Magazine, or he's put out a report with Charlie Klein, saying, oh, my God, we're talking to all the executives in Hollywood and the corporate media, and they say, we're dead. We're over. That's like figuring out you're dead 10 years after, like a skeleton waking up 6 feet under going, you know, I'm dead. I just now figured it out. Yeah, you got soft killed. You wanted to soft kill all of us. Well, guess what? We're a little tougher than that. Yeah, you killed a lot of us, but not enough. And a lot of us are resistant. You know, you might spray, see us like cockroaches. You might spray 1,000 cockroaches, but there'll be 50 or 60 that just won't die. They just are immune. Then they have babies and they're all immune. So maybe our new symbol shouldn't be a American eagle or a rattlesnake. Maybe it should be the cockroach. That's how the globalists see us, cockroaches. You know, that's the nickname in Mexico for the ruling elite there. It's leaked out of their Congress many times. They call the public cockroaches. Okay, I'm a cockroach then. I'm going to be around, and my kids are going to be around, and my will is going to be around, and our worldview is going to be around, and our spirit's going to be around a lot longer than yours. So, we accept the challenge. You've declared war on us, and we accept the challenge. To panic or not to panic, how to survive the election. But here's the New York Mag headline. After the Trump bump, there's now the Bezos ditch. And you read the article, and they say, it's over, everyone hates us. Just like 2 months ago, the leaked head spokesperson, head of the global UNPR, gets caught on a secret camera in New York saying, everybody hates us. We're a criminal organization. 95% of the public and our internal polling hates our guts. It's over. And they said, if Trump wins, that just accelerates the whole thing. Wow. Which is true. But see, here's what Brian Stelter and Klein and others miss. Is that it's not you're dead if Trump wins politically. You're already dead. You've lost no matter what you do. So here's the deal. I guarantee you, I know Trump well, and he said this. He's just going to get a few top globalists indicted because that's the right thing to do to shut down their organizations. And then he's just going to, you're all going to get fired. And not all the civil servants, but, you know, the lazy commies. And if you want the lights to stay on and you want a future, stop attacking us because we don't want to destroy you, okay? We don't hate humanity. We're not projecting our weakness onto you like you're doing to us because we're strong on average compared to you. We don't want to crush you. We're self-confident. We're accomplished. And you know that. And that's why you hate us, because we have life and you don't. And you bet on the wrong team. You bet on Team Demon. So I'm going to say it again. I'll get to this in a moment. It's over. Give up. Give up now like Zuckerberg publicly did a few months ago. That's a good start. And I think Zuckerberg should be left alone if he actually goes away. So we're offering you amnesty. This is what smart people do when they start to win a war. You say to the enemy, would you like to sue for peace? Would you like to capitulate? And again, capitulation doesn't mean completely giving up. It means you give up and you get to keep your skin. So here's a word I want the globalists and the CIA and the different department leadership that have hijacked everything and whose backs are against the wall. Learn the word capitulation. And you'll feel so good. And maybe if you still have any soul left, you could pray to God to come into your heart, and maybe you could join us someday. We're not going to, you know, ever trust you or turn our backs on you, but God will know it's a real choice, a real thing you've done, and you can show us. Because listen, I've done a lot of bad stuff. Not really since I was about 18. But I mean, I've done about the worst stuff you can do. And people say, why the hell do you tell people the bad stuff you've done? Because God forgave me and I became a new person. And I wasn't really conscious of it, but I'll say it was the worst thing you can do, because in hindsight, I think about it and I would die for any of my four children instantly right now. And I just cannot believe that, you know, girlfriends would go, hey, I'm a month pregnant. Give me $300. And I'd say, sure. You know, and it's just like later God touched my soul and my dad confronted me first. And the last time I talked about this, I saw people on X going, Jones kept receipts of abortions. He was proud of it. And that's not what I said. I said I was 18, just got out of high school. I was already looking for an apartment. My dad wanted me out by the end of the summer. And he didn't really snoop through stuff in my bedroom, but it was like laying out with my wallet and stuff. And he saw the receipt from Planned Parenthood or one of their affiliated clinics for $300 and something bucks for whatever reason, the girl gave me the receipt back after I gave her the money. And he just called me in and he wasn't even mad looking. He looked white faced and he said, "What is this?" And I said, "It's an abortion." And he looked at me and he said, "Stop killing my grandchildren." And he said, "I want you," it was like a Wednesday or Thursday, I don't remember exactly. He goes, "I want you out of here by Saturday." And I said, "Oh, it takes time." He said, "No, I'll have you an apartment." He came back that night. He said, "Okay, I got you a nice apartment here. I paid the down payment, the deposit. Let's go to our storage, get some of our furniture. You need some new stuff. I'll go buy you some furniture." And I said, "Okay, we'll do it tomorrow." And he said, "No." It was like 7 at night. He goes, "No, we're going to get in the car now and go to the furniture, you know, place, big warehouse place." And I was out of there the next day. Now, the point is that I have murdered my children, had them chopped up. And it was the understanding of that, the repenting of that. Within 2 years, I was on the path battling the globalist. And within 5 years of that, I was literally conscripted in a spiritual moment, didn't see anything, but felt it and give it a giant download of this entire mission. And within a few years of that, I've told the story thousands of times on air about how we would lead the global awakening against the New World Order and everything else that happened. And look, it happened. God's real, folks. Better understand that. So if God could take a devil like me and use me for good, what could God do with a Mark Zuckerberg? Zuckerberg, join us. Don't just walk away from the New World Order. Show us what you can do for good. You know how loved you'd be like Elon Musk if you really started fighting tyranny and stopped being a coward and a minion of Bill Gates? Join us. Show us. You ever killed your kid, Zuckerberg? You probably haven't even done stuff as bad as I have. God can remake you and rebuild you and have you be born again. I'm done talking about it. All right, that said, I got to hit all this news. history is happening, obviously. And God is great. And no matter what they do, they steal it. It blows up bigger in their face. Though I'd like to stabilize things, but if it's a God's plan, they steal it. That's the case. I'm not predicting that, but it's an unknown country right now because the deep state's not sure they can steal it. But they're definitely going to contest it and block it. As Bannon just said, that's on. That's a done stated deal. That's not my opinion. But just don't get mad. Don't let them suck you in. Clearly, the final ingredient is to stage something and blame us. That's not a hard prediction to make. But they know they're so watched and they've got so many whistleblowers that the globalists had 8 cylinders. They're on like 4. There's black smoke shooting out of the engine and fire starting to come out. I mean, their engine's going to blow any minute. So here's the deal. I'm taking on the New World Order with everything I've got. And I need your support. InfoWars should be shut down on the 13th. I'd say it's a very good chance it is. I'm not predicting that. It's up for auction. And there's a lot of other stuff going on. And it's real simple. I need money to hold off the globalist in court. And I can just keep doing it forever and basically reverse it if I had even more money. Because everything they did was illegal, fake trials, all of it. And we're on the offense. It's already happened this week. I haven't really announced it because the enemy hasn't. It should be all over the news, but they haven't. I'm just waiting. There's a lot of stuff involved. I'll leave it at that. Counter stuff, you name it. Lawsuits. And I'm just pumping the money that you're sending into infrastructure and into being sure we can have the crew. And then do a bunch of other stuff with 11 days. And I can tell you, we need a lot more money. It would make it so much more effective. It would take major focus off me having to spend valuable, precious time where I could be in the InfoWar dedicated to scrounging money up and trying to, you know, just running around like a chicken with my head cut off trying to get the very best products and then trying to convince you to get them. I mean, you really want CMOS. It's the superfood, our CMOS. This is a private label, one of the top-rated brands in the country. thealexjonesstore.com. You really want the energy gummies and the sleep aid gummies. Those are only $15. They're great. You want to join the VIP program. You get $40 to spend in the store every month for $30. So if you're going to be spending things in the store, that is a no-brainer. You get special deals, bigger discounts. The discounts are so good, I had to tell this big sponsor that we're working with that's helping fund all this, because I did the math with some of the sales. I said, these products are losing money. You got to stop that. They're like, actually, we didn't think of that. I'm like, yeah, they were doing 20% on top of 55. I mean, that's losing money. I said, stop it. I mean, that's ridiculous. So the deals are great. There's so much there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Make the decision. Go there. Get great products. Experience it. So many great new supplements there. The Gut Cleanse Anti-Parasite, the amazing 60 billion probiotic that's got all the known top healthy bacteria for your gut to flush out the bad ones. The HydroForce, incredible electrolyte vitamin mineral mix. So it's more than just an electrolyte mix. It's like vitamin mineral fusion with electrolytes. It's great. It's up to 55% when you get three bottles, 50% when you get two, or 40% when you get one of any of the supplements. And those specials are going to end because I'm ending them because I've done the accounting. Like, oh boy, there's a bunch of money coming in. And we're not going to be able to operate on 30% or 20% margin. And that's when you're getting the stuff, not the super deals. So these deals will change soon. In fact, they need to change them now. I mean, these are ridiculous deals. So thealexjonesstore.com, incredible T-shirts. This is a fundraiser shirt, which is another example. I'm like, these shirts cost $15 and with the printing on them for like a medium or a large. It's like $17 for our cost, their cost, when it's an extra or XXL. Those are even more. And I'm like, you're selling for $25-$30. I said, I need some real money here. So the InfoWars shirt's $50 and the Punisher shirt is $50. So, you know, we get some real money in the war here. I'm not bitching. I'm just, you know, that's me with the sponsor going, hey, can you knock it off? Because they're so good. They're great patriots. One of the top makers of Patriot Apparel in the country. Super patriots from Arkansas. I just love fellow hillbillies. And I say that affectionately because, you know, cut from the same cloth. So they got over 100 crew members there in, what is it, Fayetteville, same place that Walmart's based. So it's there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I need your help. We're kicking globalist ass. You are standing right beside me when you buy the products, when you pray for the broadcast, when you share the links. And I need your support. I need it now. Well, I wanted the Rebellion to Tyrant shirt to be the fundraiser. See, it's not even the fundraiser shirt. Oh, boy. Anyways, the point is that I need your help. And I'm helping you. I mean, it's not like I just showed up yesterday. I've been around 30 years. We are recognized by the enemy in congressional testimony, and it's come out in the news the CIA targets us, and J.D. Vance came out yesterday talking about the CIA targeting independent media in America. Now they're going to expose that when he gets into office. I told you I had a meeting with him about that a month before it was announced he was the VP. He told me he was the VP. So there's a lot going on, and I'll take these people on, but I can't do it without you. I need your help. So the Second American Revolution's here. It needs funding. Support us at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP if you want to get even better deals. And then don't forget my dad's amazing supplement company. Boy, they've attacked the living snot out of him. He's got all the great supplements over at drjonesnaturals.com, like Next Level Foundational Energy, the fluoride-free, really super blue toothpaste, what it's called, but it's no additives, no preservatives, no filler. It's concentrated. It's got the tea tree, the organic peppermint, the iodine, the nano silver. Limited supply of that's in stock, drjonesnaturals.com. Or you can also, again, check out all the work we're doing at, on X, follow us there. This is very important what I'm saying, at AJN Live, Alex Jones Network, at AJN Live. And if they do shut this down, they're even trying to take real Alex Jones, though we've blocked that so far. That took money and lawyers, and they took it off the table 2 weeks ago, and now they're trying to bring it back, and I just gotta, and I'll get deposed and harassed. You don't even hear about it. I don't tell you about it, and it's okay, but we'll kick their ass because what they're asking for is not legal, but that takes money. show. I mean, I don't tell you, 10% of the legal harassment goes on around here. And it's okay. It's just like Trump, just ignores it, moves forward. It goes with the territory. That's the enemy anti-aircraft stuff. But in case they get that, we just keep moving at AJN Live. Critical to follow that and critical to support the information there. Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I did a big plug there because we need funds. I'm going to start the next hour, and I'm going to judiciously, with laser focus, hit the news and major war news and the news I mentioned where, oh, New York Magazine talked to these top executives. They say they're totally screwed. And then everybody hates them and that they're dead. And before you say I'm Donald Trump threatening Liz Cheney, that's a metaphor. They say there, we're dead. The mainstream media is dead. That doesn't mean we're going to kill you. We don't need to kill you. You killed yourself. You killed your credibility. And the point is you're already dead. It's not that you're going to be dead. You're dead. Like, you know, that town's dead because 80% of people move out of it. Or, you know, oh, that restaurant's dead. You'll get food poisoning there. And but Trump's analogy wasn't even that slightly opaque. It's, yeah, she loves war so much, she ought to go over there instead of feeding our soldiers in that meat grinder and getting killed. She loves it. She should go over there and have them point guns at her face. That has nothing to do with the threat of that stupid little spoiled, rotten, most unpopular Republican in history witch. But that's what they do. Because they need that. Oh, he's coming to kill us. See, he said killed Liz Cheney, firing squatter. So when they stage a false flag, it's like, see, we told you Trump was going to do it. I mean, their false flags are imminent unless we expose it enough. And I want to be here in a week and it hadn't happened. And I'm like, well, we've got enough people awake and speaking out that the enemy backed off. By the way, I haven't done this in probably 10 years, but I want the crew to get the switchboard number to the White House and to Capitol Hill to Pelosi. No, give me Raskin. I want the number. We're dialing on air, and we're going to dial the extension coming up, and we are going to call them, and I'm going to tell them, like I did a few months before 9/11, that you've said Trump's going to stage all this terror while you openly call for violence. And if there are terror attacks during the election, you're the main suspect. So we're telling you, don't stage terror attacks. So that is coming up. And so much more. Hour number two with massive guest straight ahead. Mammy Wolf is joining us in 30 minutes. First on News Blitz.
Therapists in the U.S. say they are seeing increasing numbers of patients with what they call Donald Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Trump derangement syndrome is clinically real.
It doesn't merely affect individuals, but entire political parties, rendering them unrecognizable.
1 minute, they're perfectly normal. The next, rabid.
The veneer of civilization is evaporating quickly. Families and culture are collapsing. And godless leftists are behaving just like zombies of modern lore.
You can't trust your mother.
Get the hell out of here!
Get the f*** out of here!
Your best friend.
I get that camera out of my head.
The neighbor next door.
Psychologist Dr. Stuart Bassman says for his clients, it started the morning after the election.
Doctors are seeing patients suffering from Trump anxiety disorder.
A number of people are manifesting what I would call post-traumatic stress disorder.
An overpowering fear that President Trump represents the end of the world.
Pray it doesn't happen to you.
Land of the dead!
Rabid.
White males.